Blog Talk Radio.
Having a little trouble with the bumper. There it goes. Well, thank you. Oh, here we go. Hey, race fans, it's Q. Checkers of Records show on Speedway Anywhere, your all-inclusive motorsports show and even some multi-sports. blogtalkradio.com/SpeedwayAnywhere. You can also follow us at facebook.com/SpeedwayAnywhere. And get the links to the podcast, get the links to the live studio feeds. Feel free to call in and join the live show at 917-889-2053. We're live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. And sometimes we do live studio video, feed on Facebook Live and YouTube Live as well. Typically live up to 2 hours and see. As you can hear, it is actually live because there went the noise of certain something I forgot to turn off on the computer. So we'll be typically on the air till about 9 p.m. Central. Sometimes we have to cut it short for reasons where I'll be on another show. Kurt will be on another show. Both of us might just tonight because doctor said so, but you never know. He might call in once he gets to Cloud 9 or the Vicodin Cloud, whatever it may be. It's March 14th, 2019. Racing season is well underway for the big leagues and some independent series in warmer climates that have already kicked off. This is the Thursday weekend pre-cap show. NASCAR Cup Series has four in the bank, as well as the Xfinity Series has four in the bank. NHRA has two. IMSA has one. They're already on track today, so I guess technically two. The ARCA Series has two races under the belts, one being at Daytona. The second one at Pensacola. Matter of fact, as of last weekend, World of Outlaws probably outnumbers all of them. They run more than all those series put together. Even now, they pretty much run as many as a Major League Baseball team season, start to finish. We've had some tidbits and bigger bets come across the news this week in the world of motorsports, auto racing, you name it. The NASCAR Hall of Fame just gave out the list of possible inductees for the 2020 series, or excuse me, 2020 inductees are in. The list of 25 that will be narrowed down to 5. More news on that. A few auctions for famous pieces of NASCAR history have been announced. Cars and some properties. Driver rules may be enforced after being overlooked for a while, or if ever enforced. So we have those too. Of course, a brief recap of last weekend at Phoenix, and then, of course, other series, and a preview of this coming weekend, as well as a few series that have already kicked off today. Like mentioned, our co-host Captain Kurt won't be on tonight unless he's feeling up to it. So feel free to join in the show, 917-889-2053. Weigh in on anything that is eating you about NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, IMSA, sports car, motocross. Is snowcross still going on? I've been curious about that myself. Monster trucks, they haven't finished up their season either. With their finale at Vegas. Anybody who's in the know about drifting, I'm not talking about snow, I'm talking about drifting. How does that competition work? They're smoking up the tires, and is it, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, are some of them getting scored on their style, their, you know, things like that? You get more points. I'd love to chat with you. I even have a friend up in, where are you at nowadays, Russ? North Dakota, Fargo-Moorhead, something like that. Anyways, 917-889-2053. So far today, Thursday, March 14th, the IMSA series, IMSA, NASCAR's sports cars division, has kicked off their weekend for practice at Sebring, Florida, for the 12 hours of Sebring. Those guys, as you may remember, were the ones that kicked off Speed Weeks at Daytona for the Rolex 24. Four different divisions in that race, as well as a pre-clued race on, I think it was a Friday, the day before, on the 24th, I believe. NHRA is on the strip at Gainesville, and that's Gainesville, once again, Florida, to open up the Gator Nationals. I wish I was in Florida after, you know, either one. I don't even care. Minnesota has been nasty this winter. I feel for all you who have been dealing with this season in the north and then some, even down south. It's been a mess. Captain Kurt coined the words pace plows. Can you imagine that? You have a wreck, you have a wipeout, they got to send out the pace plows. Add to that, Goodyear needs some snow tires. They've done everything on rain tires that they could have at this point. I don't think they've done enough. I think they sometimes decide to park the cars instead, even though they got rain tires, windshield wipers, a rear brake light, those kind of things. But yeah, pace plows, Goodyear, snow tires. Doesn't even have to be Goodyear. Somebody steps in, maybe bring back Hoosier, or who does the ARCA tires? I believe it's General Tire. Yeah, I believe General Tire is the main guys behind the wheel of the wheels with the ARCA series. I think Martinsville will be a possibility of a snowfall this year when the Cup Series and Truck Series heads there March 22nd through the 24th from their three-race West Coast swing. Well, not the trucks. Trucks only race Vegas, but the Cup Series. Cup Series has been on track since, how lame. I can't think of the date of the Vegas weekend. But they'll be back over toward the east starting on March 22nd. But hey, this is not over yet. We still had Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California coming up. The Cup Series and the Xfinity Series will be hitting the track this coming weekend before the Cup Series goes out to Martinsville and then includes the Truck Series on their weekend. So yeah, 917-889-2053. We'll recap and precap all when we come back.
I wish I had something like a shot through the window. That's the 11th time this year I've gotten the hell knocked out of me. It just gets frustrating after a while.
11th car got into me, cut the left front down. We run like shit all day anyway.
You know that Ward Burton, he ain't ever happy, even when he wins. So the news was all about Shrub, Kyle Busch. He got his double winning the Xfinity Series at Phoenix on Saturday and then took the Cup Series on Sunday, making it his NASCAR win number 199. This makes four Cup winners in four Cup races to start 2019 this year. To get your win, you're in for the chase when it kicks off in September. That was not the case last year. Last year, there was Austin Dillon got the lucky at Daytona, and then it was Kevin Harvick three in a row. We'll see where that goes as far as California this weekend. Final results at Phoenix were Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., last year's winner at Fontana. Ryan Blaney did a good job, became one of the only guys that had a shot at Kyle Busch. Eric Almirola, impressive finish. You know, you can't count that guy out on any weekend. Sure, he's got the couple of draft pack restrictor plate wins, but I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think that Eric Almirola, he got that first win over at Petty Motorsports. And then comes into Stuart Haas last year, picks up a win right away. And took over that number 10, driven by a certain popular driver. He was able to do something with it and then made the chase, moved on. Denny Hamlin, we know what happened this year. He didn't win at all last year, but he came in fighting. He's already got a lock for the chase. So, yeah, results at Phoenix. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola, and Denny Hamlin. So far, Hamlin is in the win you're in with his win at Daytona. Brad Keselowski, he won at Atlanta, so same scenario. Last year's champ, Joey Logano, took a victory early in the third race this year at Vegas, so he's in. And now Kyle Busch, he ain't got to worry about where he is between now and I think it's Vegas or, yeah, it's either Vegas or Richmond again, where the chase will kick off at. So with the win, it makes the field of four winners over the first four races complete. First in line based on points is Kevin Harvick. I'm sure he'll change that status to a win. He'll probably change that status to a win soon enough. Martin Truex Jr. too. Might even be next week where he got his first win last year. Did I mention the fight? Suarez and McDowell, they're not the first guys who you would expect to see having a brawl on pit road. And, I mean, this wasn't just some shoving match like when Jeff Gordon gave Matt Kenseth a big push. And it was even more than when Jeff Gordon and Jeff Burton had that push and shove and, you know, a little harder up against the lower inside wall. It's nice to see real old-fashioned temper flare. Not much because it did their finishes any better. Michael McDowell, he finished at last. Suarez, outside the top 20, believe it was 23rd. I'm not looking at last week's notes. I'm only looking at what's going into this weekend. I'm playing memory game here. And sometimes memory game is better. It's not as long and drawn and boring out. For this weekend at Fontana, we have to remember it was 2017's champ Truex who got the first win of his first win, I should say, of 2018 at Fontana and broke Harvick's winning streak. Harvick has no wins at this point, but he is first in line as far as points go. Cowboys wrap up their West Coast tour this Friday when they go to Fontana and they'll race on Sunday. I'm going to cut to bumper music and get my next notes in place.
that's your favorite sport. Yeah, NASCAR is too. You know, NASCAR is very hot right now. Oh, I know. Everybody loves NASCAR. Well, Sweet Daddy said it's just a bunch of guys driving in a circle. Oh, I know. That's my favorite part. They're making a left turn. It's a sport that's easy to follow when you're hammered.
I had to replay it just in case you didn't hear it earlier. But hey, as far as the Xfinity series, what I used to call the Bush series, it's another bushwhack. Last Saturday was untouchable. It's not really accurate because there is some circumstances that a couple of the most competitive drivers and one who led, I'm not sure of Kyle Busch's number of laps led, but Christopher Bell led 68 before he was caught up in an incident. But it was another bushwhacker, bushwhacker race. And when it comes down to that term, I need to explain it to some people. No, I'm not saying it just means that Kyle Busch won a race. It used to be Cup Series guys would go and drive in a lower division, and the series was called the Busch Grand National Series. All right. So when a Cup driver comes in and wins over and over and over and over, and it could have been Mark Martin, it could have been Jeff Burton, it could have been, you name them, Ken Schrader, take for instance, Dick Trickle, for Christ's sake. He didn't have a win in the Cup Series, but when he raced in the Busch Series, he got himself his major NASCAR victories. But the only reason that Kyle Busch didn't have any competitors was when Stephen Light blew up and created a smoke nami in front of Christopher Bell and Justin Allgaier. Christopher Bell and Justin Allgaier were the only ones that had really looked like they had a shot. And Austin Cendrick, by the way. But the only ones that looked like they had a shot at Kyle Busch. And I don't think Kyle Busch would have won that race had all three men been left standing at the end of it. Busch was leading at the time, but Christopher Bell had led 68 before Light blew up, lost his equipment on left 128 of our 129. I don't have the scoring loops. I do know is that Stephen Light finished 31st and Christopher Bell finished 30th. So take your pick. Bell ended up 30th. Allgaier was able to salvage his day, get some damage off the car after wrecking it in that smoke nami, and get a 14th place finish. Kyle Busch whacked away two of four wins so far this year. And, you know, the good news is, I'm going ahead of my notes, but the good news is he can only run in five of the season's races. So this far, Christopher Bell and Michael Annette have the locks for the Xfinity Series wins with the points, they line up being Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer, and Brandon Jones behind them. Now, if we were to actually go into points, it'd be a different story. And taking away the Kyle Busch wins that don't qualify. for the when you're in scenario in the Xfinity series. Keep your eye on that John Hunter guy, John Hunter Nemechek, Ross Chastain. I mean, you gotta include all them in the mix. Cole Custer. I mean, it's the list goes on and on and on as far as that series. Kyle can only run the five races, and sooner or later, the Xfinity series will decide it for themselves. I hope. Xfinity finishes their West Coast races Saturday at Fontana. I read that wrong. Xfinity finishes off their West Coast races Saturday at Fontana and will take a break the following week when the Cup Series and trucks go to Martinsville. Before the Xfinity Series heads to Texas March 30th. So let's move on to IndyCar. It was 2017's IRL Champs Day as Joseph Newgarden got it done. They opened the weekend at St. Petersburg. I like St. Petersburg. It's got city streets. It's got an airport runway. It's got some special sections they might use for other things. You know, I even saw that down in Miami. Leftovers from when the kart series had the Miami Grand Prix. But St. Petersburg is an all-inclusive race course. Sebastian Bourdais was going for a three in a row at St. Petersburg, only to be the first of a few to wreck early on. The finishing order ended up going to 2017 champ Joseph Newgarden, last year's champ Scott Dixon, multiple-time champ, I believe five-time champ Scott Dixon, took second. Pole sitter Will Power took third. Rookie Felix Rosenquist, a new guy from the Formula One division, ended up fourth. Everyone was feeling pretty strong about him going into the year. And then multiple top five finisher Sandro Rossi rounded out the top five. Fan favorite James Hinchcliffe, he ended up sixth. Hinch had a tough 2018 season, even missing qualifying for the Indy 500. Let's hope this just outside of the top five means he's back on track. He was also injured in the wreck with Robert Wickens, believe at Pocono. Jury is still out on a return for Wickens. Indy is going to head to the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, for their second of the season, March 24th. That is my favorite track. Matter of fact, it's an adjustable track. There are different ways of running it, and it's designed very well for it. It includes different elevations. It includes and a second option for a pit road. So that's pretty badass. So Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas for the second of their season, March 24th. I'm going to hit the bumper music again because I have a call coming in and I got to see who it is. Hey, for everyone that's just joining us live on Facebook, we are also live on blogtalkradio.com. The link is right there on my page, and you'll be able to hear some of the interaction going on over there. And for those listening on Blog Talk Radio, way anywhere, I really appreciate it. So we were just kicking around the whole so far, so good, so what, as far as the season on NASCAR. The Cup Series, you know, your big boys, your Kevin Harvicks, your Kyle Busches, your last year's champion, Joey Logano. Did I say that clearly? I'm sorry, Joey Logano. That's where we normally cover them, over on blogtalkradio.com/speedwayanywhere. But they'll be at Fontana, California, known as the Hollywood Track. And last year's winner was Martin Truex Jr., who was 2017's champion. And we just got through the Xfinity Series, otherwise known as the Busch Series, not because of Kyle Busch, but because it used to be known as the Busch Grand National Series. Kyle Busch stole the win there. The only guys that had a shot at him were, unfortunately, taken out in the smoke tsunami that filled up. It looked like Hurricane Phoenix. It was cool looking, don't get me wrong. But then we skipped ahead to the IndyCar Series, Joseph Newgarden. Joseph Newgarden was 2017's champion. He then last year's champ, Scott Dixon, pole sitter, Will Power, who won both Indy races, by the way, on the infield and the outfield. If you don't know what that is, you need to look into it. You really do, because there is an infield road course, including nine-hole golfing. Nine-hole golfing. And my buddy over at KFan, Common Man, he's never golfed it. We got to get on him about that. But fourth place went to a guy named Felix Rosenquist, who comes from the Formula One series. And everyone was wondering how he's going to do. Well, so far, so good. How he's going to do is fourth place finish in the first race. Sebastian Bourdais, unfortunately, allowed him one of those places when Sebastian Bourdais either blew up or blew something within the very first laps. And James Hinchcliffe, most popular driver on the way. Yeah, right. Ended up finishing sixth. He had trouble last year due to a timing issue of getting off a pit road during the end of qualifying. He ended up missing the Indy 500. I almost said Daytona 500. Isn't that pathetic? But yes, he missed the Indy 500. And then he was involved in an accident with Robert Wickens. Busted up some fingers when the two cars, which one was upside down, I still don't remember. Indy heads to Circuit of Americas in Austin, March 24th, so we're still 2 weeks out. Hey, Minnesota fans, you've heard of a place called Brainerd, right? Unfortunately, the owner that bought it in 2006 passed away in a boating accident late last year. Let's get off the bummer news, so. An HRA has two events under the belt after opening up at Pomona and then took a weekend off and started hitting it up at Gainesville today. So far, Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock have all been off to a start. Last year's Top Fuel champs, Steve Torrance, has had trouble, and it was Daddy Torrance that took the final over Leah Pritchett at the last race in Phoenix. J.R. Todd, last year's Funny Car champion, 2018, he lost to Matt Hagen in the final. Jags Jr., Jags Coffin, beat out Matthew Hartford for Pro Stock. You might remember that our Pro Stock champion from last year ended up moving on to stock cars. And he made his debut at Pensacola. Pensacola he ended up at. And he didn't do horrible. He ended up, sorry, I'm toggling some switches here. And there we go. Yeah. But Matt Smith moved up to Pro Stock Division, and he will still run in the Pro Stock Bike Divisions, which haven't appeared yet in 2019. They will. They will debut their 2019 season at the Gator Nationals this weekend and wrap their season just like usual at Pomona in November amongst all the other major divisions of the NHRA. One little note is the Matt Smith and Angie Smith. Angie's still going to be running pro bike. So, but hey, family that something's together. How do you even say that when it comes to racing? Anyone got anything clever? All right, whatever's clever on that. Like I said, NHRA hits Gainesville for the Gators today through Sunday, March 17th, for their third event with their finals going to be this Saturday. The IMSA Series, IMSA, otherwise known as the European-style road racing that belongs to NASCAR, that turns left and right, took a turn a month and a half off, and they return in Florida at Sebring instead of Daytona, where Fernando Alonso, every time I hear his name, I think of that ABBA song, Fernando, where finally was able to cross off the Rolex 24 win with his teammates. This would be the format with multiple divisions and driver changes, except 12 hours instead of 24 hours. So I'm going to be keeping my eye on that as I wrap the show. Not yet. Not going to wrap the show. Big stories. What are the names? Tony Stewart, Jimmy Maker, Bobby Labonte, and Red Bot and all them have in common? They are on the list of 25 that will be narrowed down to 5 for the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Now, sorry, I'm looking at live feed. Probably shouldn't. But they will be putting their names in the pot, not to be randomly drawn. Now, if you were to take a driver from anywhere since 1949, the conception of NASCAR, is there somebody that you would want to put up front? And I got to say, the question that keeps getting tossed around is Tony Stewart entering the Hall of Fame too soon. I don't think so. I really don't. You're looking at a guy that he didn't get his first win the earliest. Matter of fact, some of his IndyCar driver buddies, I think one was Mario at Daytona. In Daytona 500, and it's the only race he ran that year. Might have been AJ. I'm not even sure right now. The only reason he didn't win as fast as some drivers was based on gas mileage, based on debris, based on, you know, he kept getting robbed. Teammate to Bobby Labonte under the Gibbs banner. I was at his final race as a Gibbs driver. It was so cool. Home Depot did a big old tribute to Tony Stewart. Yeah, it was righteous. Anyways, what do Tony Stewart, Jimmy Maycar, Bobby Labonte all have in common? They were all from the Gibbs camp. I think some of the guys on some of the national shows said that all three of them should be in. So that was yesterday on NBC Sports Network. NASCAR America. So, Jimmy Maycar, you got to look back at that memorable Dale Jarrett win when Ned Jarrett was up in the booth, so proud of his boy. That's awesome. But these guys, I know they're young guns compared to Red Vought and many more who I don't know whether to call them more deserving or just as deserving. I think they'd make great inductees to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And when it comes to Tony Stewart, you're looking at a guy that he got a championship as an owner driver in a very short time, by the way. Let's see, 2009, 2011. Yeah, that's 3 years. So, and then followed it up 2014 and with, you know, the owner as a champion in 2014 with Kevin Harvick. You can't deny that kind of stuff. You just can't. I mean, it's if Tony Stewart's going into the Hall of Fame too soon, what are you waiting for? I mean, no, we'll give him a chance next year. No, he's a Hall of Famer. He is a racer's racer. That guy's been through more crap, too. I mean, I think if it wasn't for the injuries and the unmentionables, Tony Stewart would still be racing. But guess what? It's what it is. Let's make it the Gibbs year. For, as far as that goes, Tony Stewart, Jimmy Mayakar, Bobby Labonte. By the way, two of Stewart's championships were at Gibbs. Bobby Labonte, he had one championship at Gibbs, multiple victories. Yeah, I'll take it. So let's look at owner drivers. Alan Kulwicki. 1992. No getting around that. That was a big, big feat for that time, especially as a single car team. Richard Petty, multiple years as a owner driver. Tony Stewart, 2011, plus the additional. The additional championships at Gibbs. I'm going to let everyone hang their head on that. And come January, when we finally find out, I can't wait to see Tony Stewart wearing a champion's coat. That's just going to look awkward. It's not a Stewart thing. All right. I want to skip ahead to auctions. There are multiple items up for auction this year, and a bunch, being Dale Earnhardt cars. I'm not talking about the little tiny scale ones you buy in a souvenir shop. I'm talking about full blown cars out there. You're not going to be able to get your hands on a Dale Earnhardt Sr. Daytona 500 winning car. You're probably not, and I'm saying probably, not going to be able to get your hands on a Dale Earnhardt Jr. car. But possible. But the one to me is the Streamline Motel. If you don't know what the Streamline Motel is, it is that motel there in Daytona Beach where you see the big round table, big Bill France Sr. It was where NASCAR was created, I should say. And the biggest bitching was that sometimes drivers weren't getting paid. Sometimes drivers were showing up to big events and they were getting told that their car was illegal versus another driver with the exact same thing or something more illegal being allowed to race. So, and so they all sat down. I don't know some of the ins and outs, but at the end of the day, it became Bill France Sr. was the CEO, the you call it, he was the big kid on the block. And they created rules, and they created a format that became NASCAR. By the way, it was not originally called NASCAR. It was the NCRS. Sounds like NISCRA. It still bothers me today when someone, you know, is talking about a cup car or an Xfinity car or a truck series car, or, and they call it a NASCAR. No. That's not what it is. I'm going to take a break for a second. I'm getting a little short in the throat. I'm sorry to all my Facebook buddies. I still have not figured out how to do the interactive on here. So, I think it won't be long till I wrap the show. I'm surprised it's went this long. Usually, I got my co-host on here. NFL is free agent week. As we all know, and there's been some tossing around between our home team, and we still have some of our stars, and we don't have others. One even went to the Cleveland Browns, I believe. Not sure. So I'm going to go ahead. And as soon as I figure out how to do it, I'm going to switch on over. See, I don't know how to do this. So I really wish somebody knew how this interactive piece work. Working on it. Well, that was very non-instructive. Thanks for trying, but yeah, I don't know how to bring this person up live. I'm going going to say here, there's this guy that I met, about 29 years ago, and he showed up on the news recently, and I've always known that he's the kind of guy that would give you the shirt off his back. And his name is Lyle. You might have caught him on the news. He saw a young toddler wandering in nothing more than a diaper. Lyle's been a bus driver for multiple years. And he, whether he's in the right position at the right time, I've always known that Lyle would be the kind of guy to give you the shirt off his back. And I'm giving victory lane to Lyle tonight, which is I like to find a solid reason to give somebody that piece to the show as we come to an end. So, Lyle, I'm going to say your last name. I'm sure you've got, you're probably tired of all the attention. Lyle, hats off to you. I'm glad that it was you that got to be there at that moment, because I'm sure, the best one to handle that situation. So, victory lane to Lyle. Let's hope that any and all of our children, if they're ever in trouble, end up with someone like him to take care of them. And let's also hope that none of our children ever end up in those situations. So, hey, this is Q. I am going to sign out. I'm going to hit the bumper music on blogtalkradio.com/speedwayanywhere. And we'll be back on Monday. Hopefully, Captain Kurt is feeling decent enough to join us.